Nicely with Martin Besser.
So you must have heard or seen about this Real Housewives phenomenon on TV around the world. When it came to South Africa, there was one in Johannesburg you would know, Felicity.
Oh, I love the Joburg one. Crystal K is honestly hilarious.
Okay, and that was the Durban Ina Gewees.
Durban Ina also, Nonku and her mother. So much drama. Yeah, no, it's good TV. It makes for captivating watching. You sit and you watch and you watch and they let you in.
All right.
Yeah, they let you into their lives.
Yeah. Okay. I like it. Real Housewives from Pretoria. They introduced us to the cast, and some of them are here this morning joining us. Marie Bosman, morning Marie, hoe gaan we jou?
Morning Martin en jy.
Baie goed, dankie. Dankie dat jy ons join vanoggend. So het jy gevra met die ding te doen. Hoekom dink jy het jy gevra? Jou gevra?
Ek het geen idee nie, as jy uitvind, sê my dadelik. Vra vir Rian.
I'm asking because a friend of mine in PE was asked, and I was like trying to figure out, Caroline, why do you think that was you? And then you read up more about the show. You've got to be interesting in some kind of way. And then I read about you and I was like, okay, you're interesting.
So what did you read?
What was interesting? That you are this pastor, but you also have a pilot's license and 2 PhDs.
Yeah.
So you've got some stuff to talk about.
Blond. Dit
help nogals.
Dit is redelijk een paradox.
Is it now?
Ek sou dink so.
As you know,
and I buy tattoos.
In it buy tattoos. I mean, listen, there's lots to talk about. Is jy nog steeds 'n pastoor?
Ek is, ja.
So jy dit is wat jy doen?
Ja, ek hou nie van die titel nie. Dis my funksie. I believe in function above title. So dis wat ek doen. Ek werk by ek is betrokke by 'n bediening, Acts 29. The movement. Ons is nie 'n kerk nie, ons is 'n movement.
Yes.
So Acts 29, Acts, the book of Acts in the Bible, net 28 hoofstukke. So we are the next chapter. Okay. So ek is betrokke by Acts 29, the movement. En dan doen ons ARC, which is Arise Restoration Center. Waar ons druggies en prostituite en mense wat regtig die lewe een hard gewetter is. Ons gaan haal hulle van die straat af en ons and we clean them up en ons was hulle alies en ons borsel hulle tanne and we take the drugs out of them and we put Jesus in.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's what we do.
And the tattoos, tell me about the tattoos.
Oh, I've got lots of them.
Do you think people find you unconventional?
I would say so. I think I'm very conventional, but according to the normal standard, maybe I'm a little bit unconventional.
Well, I like that about you. That fascinates me. I want to know more about you now.
I like that about me too, Martin.
Tell me about the tattoo there.
This tattoo is the last one that I got. It's Tetelestai. That's what Jesus said just before he died. He said, it is done, of dit is volbring, Tetelestai.
Yeah.
So I got that because there's some chapters in my life that was also done with. But it's a big thing. That was when the lamb became the lion. That's when he said, this is done.
And What things? In your past?
Oh, nothing really. I think it's a new chapter for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you written some stuff off that you moved on from?
I think we all do that constantly. So it's a new chapter for me.
Are there going to be things on this TV show that are going to shock your friends? That's going to come out?
No.
No.
No. I'm the predictable one.
Are you? Oh, I don't believe that for a second.
In a good way, I'm the predictable one.
You think so?
Yes.
At what point?
No. What I think doesn't matter. It's what I know, Mark.
What? I like you. what? At which point in your life did you decide you want to fly?
Oh, that is really part of my way back when. To Francie Geringer nog vir Digger Strit gespeel het. That was like way back when I got the pilot's license.
That
was
that. That is. Okay. Yes.
That is 26 years ago. But I did that way back when, so I can fly an aeroplane. But I don't. I don't want to, but I can.
Dit is baie interessant. Vertel maar vir my, hoe besluit mense in hul lewe dat jy pilot wil word? Were you fascinated by planes? Is something in your family?
No. It was a family thing. My ex-husband wanted to do it, so it was just something that I wanted to do with him, just to because we had a little van daai Grasnier engine, Grasnier vliegtuigies. We had one of those, so yes. I had to fly it.
All right.
I can.
A microlight.
No.
Like a Cessna, a light aircraft.
Yeah. A Cessna 172.
There we go.
Hoeveel ex-mans het jy? How many ex-husbands do you have?
Do we?
So you've been married twice.
Yes, I have.
And are you married now?
No. And I don't want to be. You didn't ask and I said. I volunteered that, Martin.
Why don't you want to be?
Because I really like being alone at the moment. I just really like my life at the moment. You know what? I'm married to my ministry. Really, I am.
Okay.
That's what I do. I wake up, my family, my children live in Australia. So my family is the guys and the girls at ARC. And I spent last Christmas there, and guess where I'm going to be this Christmas? At my family. And those people, I really love them. I'll give my life to them. I promise you in an instance.
Well, I think you're fascinating. I want to talk to you some more. Coming up, we're talking about the Real Housewives from Pretoria.
Van Pretoria
nogal. Could they not just translate the whole sentence?
Nee, van hierdie reeks dink ek gaan alles in Afrikaans wees.
Die regte huisvroue.
O, bedoel jy daai? Nee.
Maar dit is mos nou 'n hashtag. Ek het nou vanoggend geleer van hashtag. Ek het nog nooit in my lewe gehashtag nie. Daar's 'n hashtag. Real Housewives. Nou moet dit mos nou van Pretoria. Nee, Felicity.
Ja, dis hashtag. Ja.
Jy kan jou eie hashtag hê, sjoe.
Exactly.
Kan hè?
Ja.
Nee, ek kan nie.
It's not a voting thing, I know, but if you want to follow her, hashtag Marie.
Bless you, Mark.
Simple as that. Meer van Marie Bosman op pad, Real Housewives van Pretoria op die show volgende.
Let's go! Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Hit your morning, family.